When I grow up, I want to make a pizza with the most cheese and the most pepperoni at the nation's best price. $6. It's going to be the best pizza ever.
Sorry, kid. It's been done. Introducing the new Little Caesars Extra Most Bestest Pizza. A large pizza with the most cheese and the most pepperoni at the nation's best price.
But my mom said...
Shh! This much cheese and pepperoni is what dreams are made of. Come get a large, hot and ready Extra Most Bestest Pizza for just $6. Only at Little Caesars.
Pizza, pizza.
At participating locations plus tax.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps you promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, please visit our website at Friends of Kevin. So excited today to get Andrew Stoneman with us from Life in Another World. Andrew is a travel blogger and a vlogger and fantasy novelist. Andrew, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
Living the dream, my friend. So, Andrew, what compelled you to do this? Why don't we start at the beginning?
Well, I did a gap year in New Zealand between 2015 and 2016, and that was during the election, and I was one of the few Americans over there at the time, and a lot of people just kept asking me a lot of questions about what was wrong with our country, and I kind of got sad looking at all the negative stuff that was going on over here, and it got to a point where I was scared to come home, and I really wanted to set out and travel around the states and prove to myself and other Americans and people around the world, whoever's watching, that America actually is a really great country, and it's not as scary as it looks on TV, and it's actually pretty safe to move around in, and it's not as bad as it may seem.
So what's your goal? Is to go to all 50 states?
It's me and my friend Josh from New Zealand and my dog Piper. Piper might not be able to get to all 50 states depending on plane situations, but we've just been traveling around so far. We've hit 25 states. We've just been filming it, and we're just trying to show off like the natural sites that we've found and the people that we've met along the way. And we are trying to get to all 50 states. At the moment, we're just about halfway.
That's kind of cool. So basically your goal is to promote a positive America, right?
Yeah. We want to promote a positive image of the country. Yes.
And let's talk a little bit about your blog. How do people find your blog?
So the blog is lifeinanotherworld.com. And I've just been posting updates of what we've been doing in travel articles and stories. And there's links to the vlog as well. And we've been doing a podcast recording our experiences throughout the country. So, yeah, everything's at lifeinanotherworld.com for what we've done so far.
And you also have a YouTube channel, right?
The YouTube channel is Two Men and a Dog. And it's also linked, there's a subscription link on the website as well. Because there's two Men and Dogs on YouTube technically, but ours is just not spelled out. It's with the number. But, yeah, everything's linked up on the blog.
So how did you plan this out? Because it sounds like it's a little complicated, to be honest.
I just made like a list of all the states that there were. And then I made it, pulled out the map and looked at geographically where they fit and planned out the northern route, which was what we've done now. And then the southern route on the way back. And we wanted to hit all the state capitals as well. So I started with those. And then I just branched out to the big cities and looked further into the rural areas, and since I had Piper, my dog, we also just had to look for dog-friendly accommodation, and in places like Idaho, we had to kind of spread ourselves a little thin, so we just, it did kind of end up being kind of planning as we go, because a lot of things changed along the way, but yeah, I just kind of started with the big cities and mapped out from there.
So Andrew, what have you found out about this country then? What's been experienced so far?
I really feel like there's a lot of natural landmarks that don't really get a lot of attention. Like, I'd heard a lot, I'm from Yosemite, so I've obviously heard a lot about that, but you even hear about things like Yellowstone and Mount Rushmore, and those things are obviously all really cool, but places like, Crater Lake or the Badlands National Park in South Dakota and Devil's Tower in Wyoming and all these other places that you don't really hear too much about, it's just been really interesting to see the natural side of this country and and just what makes it so beautiful. And being able to meet people in all the different states and realize how different every state is from the other has just been really, really cool to see the different kind of diversity that really is spread throughout the whole country.
Well, sounds like a neat experience. All right, I'm going to put you on the spot for a minute here. What's been your favorite and least favorite place?
It is very difficult to choose, especially, you know, as a Californian. California will obviously always have a big place in my heart, but I do have to say Montana really took me by surprise. I was not expecting much in that state, and it was just drop dead gorgeous. And I just think so fondly of my memories in Montana, and I always default to that as my favorite state. But my least favorite, I would have to say, is Nebraska. It was just really flat, and there just really wasn't too much to do out there. But yeah, so I'd go with Montana and Nebraska for favorite and least favorite.
Okay, so why did we bring Piper along? Why did you bring your dog along? Seems like I would kind of make it even a little more challenging.
Yeah, it definitely did make it a little bit more challenging, but I mean, the biggest reason at first was just because I didn't have anybody to come with me. I had asked around, especially even Josh, I asked him when I was still in New Zealand, but no one thought financially that it would be plausible. So I knew I didn't want to go alone, so I knew I needed some sort of companionship, some sort of protection. And so I went out, and I was really specific about the kind of dog that I wanted, and I just got very lucky finding her. So she was originally just brought on as companionship, but then once Josh came along, it just kind of became a little trio, a little traveling trio.
Okay, so talk to me about spending that much time in the car together with a dog.
To be honest, it actually ended up not being as bad as we thought. We were really communicative about things like sharing the music. And I mean, filming the experience as well, we always tried to keep positive attitudes, and just, I mean, the general wonder that we naturally kind of had going through, driving through all these places. I mean, it made it really easy for us to bond with each other, just to be like, look at outside right now, you know, what, like, look at where we are and what we're doing. And, you know, every time we stop a lot because of Piper, and I think that was a good thing because it got us out of the car more. And she always gets super excited every time we get out of the car because it's someplace new. And she's a hound, so she's really big on using her nose. And so it really did turn into like a big bonding experience. And it didn't seem like as much time as we thought it was going to when it really came down to it.
So this sounds like obviously a ton of driving. Do you have any clue at how many miles you put on your car and the impact it had on your car?
Well, we've gone just a little over 18,000 miles since the 1st of March. I've had to change my tires a couple of times just because we've been through, I mean, highways, byways, off-roads, everything that you could imagine. But, I mean, honestly, my car's been really great. We had to jump it a couple of times, but there's been no real issues with it. It's really held up great for the terrain that it's been over. I've got a little 2012 Impala, so it's not like we were RVing or anything. We just shoved everything into the trunk and just kind of started driving and kept going.
Now, Andrew, the other thing I think would be a challenge in this is figuring out your budget. Because it doesn't sound like you had a place to stay when you got to each place. So it was kind of like, okay, what's pet friendly? Where can we stay? So I would think budgeting would be a challenge too. How did you go around?
I was fortunate in where I was working in California. I had a fine dining job. So and I was right on Cannery Row in Monterey. And it was, you know, super touristy, always very busy. And I was fortunate that I just made a lot in tips. But Josh, his visa was only for 6 months. So we just planned out enough of a budget for 6 months. And between the two of us, we spent a year saving. And Josh was able to take out a small personal loan as well from New Zealand. So we just kind of combined our forces and put everything into a savings and cut, you know, unnecessary expenses and all that kind of stuff. And it took us about a year to just do the first 6 months. And now we're about to plan out the next. So...
So
definitely
when
not
will you finish
right.
the trip? Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine it could be.
Well, Unfortunately, Josh does have to go back next week to New Zealand. So that's why, I'm here obviously in the New England area trying to continue doing this project with just a New England specific focus, because it's obviously very different over here than it is on the West Coast. And I think it's been a really interesting experience for that. But depending on, if it took us another year to save up the way that it did for the first half, it'd probably be another year and a half or so before we finished the trip.
Sure.
But we've already got so much filmed and so much stuff that we haven't released yet from the first half of the trip that we easily have enough content to at least keep pumping out until we get there.
So where can people follow along? Just go over the sites again that people can get up to speed on your trip.
So it's just at lifeinanotherworld.com. And then, like I said, just right on the homepage, there's everything that you need to know about the podcast and the vlog, which is Two Men and a Dog. And even I wrote a book that started in Lowell. That's the fantasy side of things. And there's links to information about that and everything. So, yeah, lifeinanotherworld.com is where I'm at.
So where are you going from here, Andrew?
Well, like I said, Josh is going back to New Zealand, and I'm just sticking around in the New England area. I was just hoping to continue exploring out here because there's so much history in New England, and I think it's such an interesting part of America. And, you know, it's the first states, too. So in regards to the whole trip, there's just so much to do out here, and I just want to keep exploring. And I'll just be sending Josh all the footage back in New Zealand, and he'll just keep editing it. And we'll just keep plugging along.
Awesome. So one more time, how can people follow along, Andrew?
So it's at lifeinanotherworld.com, and you can feel free to contact me on there. There's a contact form, email, all that kind of good stuff. Lifeinanotherworld.com.
Andrew, I really appreciate you taking the time out of the day to come on the show. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Have a great day. Bye now, Andrew.
Bye.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow, and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99. Place by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.